So, how does the Vikings defense look?
Well, you know, right now, without going against an opponent, we look pretty good. You know, we've been really working. You see a lot of guys going out and giving extra effort on what they do and like run after play. A lot of guys generally don't do that in practice, but our veteran guys are really showing an example for the young guys on what NFL football should look like.
Andrew Sandejo was one of the first signings of the offseason for the Vikings. And, you know, people are looking for this next starter next to Harrison Smith, and they have already seen Andrew Sandejo, so maybe they're not excited about it, but I know the team was excited to get Sandejo back for a lot of different reasons. Why were you?
Well, you know, when you look at Andrew Sandejo, he had to go and compete for the starting job last year. He competed against Robert Blanton, and he did a really good job. Robert had started the year before, and we said, hey, look, here's what we want to do. We want to make this a competition. And we gave him a chance, and he beat him out at that time. And, you know, to me, when you look at Andrew Sandejo, there's a lot of things that really they don't see. We see tenacity. We see other teams. When they know that he's around, they're kind of going the other way because they know what they're going to get. He's going to throw his body around, which a lot of guys don't do. He pretty much gave us that fire plug all year.
A lot of people are going to be excited about Jaron Curse when they see him at training camp or in the preseason, you know, because of that size, right?
He's a big man. He's a big man. And yeah, I think he got a shot. You know, that's the good thing about, you know, Jaron. He has a big body. He's athletic, more athletic than you think. And hopefully during the course of training camp and then against the preseason, this guy kind of matures into the chance that, you know what, I deserve to be on that football team. And he knows that, you know what, every day I come out, I got to work.
Trey Waynes, do you see a difference in him year one to year two?
Yeah, you do. You know, you see a more confident guy. He's not sitting around trying to wait for you to tell him what's going on. He understands that. He knows who to gravitate to now. I mean, that's the thing with young guys. They really don't know when they're rookies, but they kind of feel it out after that first year, and you see him being a whole lot better this year.
For Mac Alexander, do you see kind of the same path sort of as that Trey took?
Yeah, you know, you see the same thing that Trey's going through right now that he went through last year, but McKenzie's doing more of the nickel stuff. So he's giving us a little bit more. We're extending him more.
Captain, what do you think happened last year for him to make that jump forward for the Vikings?
Well, number one, I thought that, you know, again, when we start competing and said, hey, look, everybody in the secondary is going to compete for a starting job. And this is how it's going to be. And nobody's going to be handed anything. Now you're going to compete. We brought in Newman, and they gave us a chance to compete at the corner. We had a couple other guys at the nickel spot. So that made him work harder, and it made us play at a higher level every week.
There are a lot of players that can look better when you're in shorts and helmets, but there are some players that look better when you're in pads.
Yeah.
I feel like Xavier Rhodes might be that way.
Well, you know, we got three or four guys like that, you know, to be honest. You know, that's where when you look at that, and I don't take into account and get so hyped on guys in shorts. The guys in shorts, the athletic ability is always going to show up. So if you're more athletic than I am and you're in shorts, you're going to look a whole lot better than I am. But when you put pads on, and how fast can you run with pads and stuff like that, and that's where you put Xavier Rhodes. And he's probably made the biggest jump this year of a young corner who was on the verge of really getting good. And you see this year the mental part has really caught up with his athletic ability. So hopefully he can take that to training camp and into the season and not start off where he did last year. Now I'm going to build on where I ended up last year.
Coach Zimmer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say he's the toughest on the DBs. What do you think about that?
Probably. You know, and to me, I think I've been fortunate enough as a position coach that this is not the first time that I've gotten a job like this. I started off with Jeff Fisher in Tennessee. I'm a rookie position coach. Really had never coached, and now all of a sudden, you know, we get a chance to go 13-3. And I had a head coach that played DB in the league. He had coached defensive coordinator, and his eyes was always on the secondary. And then my second chance I got was Pete Carroll. You know, Pete Carroll, coach DBs, defensive coordinator. You know what? I'm a head coach, but them DBs are my prized possession. And when I met Coach Zimmer, had never coached for him, and that was the first thing he told me, hey, look, them DBs is my baby now. And I said, I understand that. You know, I know what my role is, and my role is to make sure that those guys become the best in the league, and I know he's always watching us.
You get really excited training camp time?
Yeah, because, you know, what tells me is that we're about to play the season. You know, I tell young guys all the time, you really go to the Pro Bowl and be the best in the league in April, May, and June, because that's where you go get all your technique work and everything. You know, if you don't screw around in those 3 months and you already got a solid base and you keep working out, do a little bit in the summer, when you come back in training camp, you're ready to go. But if you screw them 3 months off, you're going to come to training camp and you're going to be behind. So it's going to be hard for you to catch up. And to me, that's what my gauge is. I'm waiting to see what these guys come from today in 5 weeks, who shows up. Because that's going to tell me what we actually did in April, May, and June.
Thanks for all your hard work. Can't wait to see y'all at training camp.
All right. Thank you very much.